Okay, okay. So you're saying the financial policies and procedures manual is basically completed?
Yeah.
Ready,
yeah.
Ready to submit it for approval from the finance committee for further approval from the PNB, is that correct?
Yes, yes. That would be my predilection.
Well, that was easy.
Well, it's done. Nobody's worried. People are sick of it.
I would like to ask the members of the committee, does anybody have any comments or suggestions regarding or anything pertaining to item number 5, the Financial Policies and Procedures Manual?
Oh, Terry.
Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, I wanted the PNB meeting checklist turned into a policy statement, but I never got it.
I don't know how to do it.
I sent you a whole draft of how to do it.
I know, but it got complicated with policies. And I'm not sure if Finance Committee creates policy, but we can propose policy.
Well, that's what I did. I proposed a policy for you to create.
For me to
create? Because the checklist,
well,
you know, is it a union hotel, yes or no? It doesn't say that there's a policy that you always go to a union hotel unless you can't get it at a certain rate or anything. There's no guidelines. It's just a yes or no check.
Yes,
and
yes.
So you check no and you have the meeting there anyway? It's not clear.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping the way we could deal with it is there are lots of policies that are inherent in the Financial Policies and Procedures Manual. And there are a lot of, as you rightly point out, checklist items. And I was hoping to leave that in the hands of the PNB. And let them go through and see which ones they want to reduce the policies and which ones they don't want to reduce the policy. But if I hear you, you're thinking that we should go through the whole Financial Policies and Procedures Manual and go and maybe have some policies already written up for the PNB.
Management should propose policies for governance review. I don't think governance is well situated to develop policy.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I was thinking we just have ask the PNB to refer right over to governance and let them wordsmith it.
I think management should develop policies for governance review.
There's so many policies and policy inherent in it, and I'm thinking that what I may in fact suggest is that the auditor suggests which ones he thinks ought to be reduced to policy, since he knows what other organizations do, and have a follow-on from it, but take this as the beginning step of developing implementation and policy so that people will have one document before them to work from.
Through
the PNB, is you put anything before them, it'll come out looking like an elephant and all that effort will be wasted. So you better let them have a chance at it themselves and that what their process would be, who they want to refer to, what kind of timelines, and let them make those issues. I'm saying management is implementing policy, but not creating it.
Yeah, well, governance tries to evaluate management based on its compliance with policies, and without having policies, it's hard to evaluate management.
Well, we're at a conundrum here. It's a catch-22. But I'm bogged down with this audit, and I got the December 15th event. I just don't know when I'd have time to take all of those issues and reduce them to policy.
Okay, that answer I'll accept for the moment.
All right. I don't know if I would. All right, it's just my time crunch is so much. We're doing a lot of transition work for our new ED coming on this November 12th. She has a lot of information she's requesting, so we're all scrambling.
On the agenda, there was an item for October 1 status. Do you know what that meant?
No, I don't. My only guess is that it is an October update on the status of, you know, WBI recovery and the rest of the items passed at the board.
Yeah,
that's the only guess I would have.
Man, but it was a separate item, so we'll have to wait till our next meeting.
I would also like to mention that on the agenda there is, under the CFO report, the affiliates budget. And I'm not sure how many of the members of this committee have received the emails from Chandra Hoffman regarding the affiliate's budget, but I would like to move that forward if there's no objection.
I haven't gotten those emails.
Yeah, the CFO addressed the affiliate budget in what he sent out, but I have not gotten Chandra's.
Basically states that she's writing on behalf of the affiliate task force, of which I am a member, so I should probably recuse myself, but acting as the chair, I would just like to put it on the table that the requests include the reinstatement of the $25,000 plus benefits from the FY07 approved position for an administrative assistant hire, and a 20% salary adjustment for the outreach affiliate coordinator retroactive from October the 1st of 2007. And then there are the following reasons that we think this money should be included in the FY08 national office budget for the outreach and affiliates program. There's 4 points. Number one, there is a majority of PMB support for the above two expenditures. Number two, Ursula Rudenberg has performed her job in an exemplary manner and cannot continue to fulfill her job responsibilities without a paid assistant. Since the affiliates program was created in 2004, the number of affiliate stations has grown 500% from 30 to 130 in a short four-year period. So Pacifica needs to provide more support services to this program to carry out their delivery. Number three, the affiliates program provides more than enough revenue to cover these expenditures. In fact, the program brings in a greater amount of revenue than it needs for its ongoing expenses. And number four, the fiscal 2007, in the fiscal 2007, the affiliate stations agreed to a substantial increase in the fees paid to Pacifica. Therefore, Pacifica needs to invest enough resources for the professional delivery of services to the stations. Any comments, questions?
I'll make a point of order. I did address the affiliate's budget issues in my report, in the CFO report. It's there as well. And my view is that we've got a new ED coming on November 12th, and one of the things she'll review is the affiliate's budget. That person reports to the executive director. And it's going to be up to the executive director to look at that. In fact, that's one of the bits of information she's requested, and she wants to look it over. And she's actually specifically asked that no new projects, new changes be made until she's had a chance to look at this stuff. So that's what some of the stuff we're getting together. So I'm not sure if we should vote on increasing anybody's salary, other than the budget that's been approved by the board for just 3 months, not a year.
Dave. The national office budget has yet to be approved.
It's been approved.
Brian here.
With conditions.
Brian here.
Please, go ahead, Brian.
If we're going to discuss a raise for one specific person, particularly if a consideration is their performance, I'm A, going to recommend against us involving ourselves at that level of detail, and B, insist that if we do have that discussion, we have it in executive session. It's not appropriate to have that in the web stream.
Okay. Any other comments, suggestions?
This is Dave.
Dave.
I agree with Brian on both counts.
Yeah. And I'll move that we include an executive session in our meeting scheduled for November 19th.
Okay.
I would have to disagree.
Go ahead.
Then you would speak against the motion.
Yeah, Gory, do you want to motivate it, Terry?
It's been motivated by two people already. Go ahead and speak against it.
I think it's a bad precedent to take individuals. If I brought to the finance committee, I want to raise for my particular person. Without the supervisor supporting it. And I think it has to be brought to the board via the budget by the supervisors involved, and that would be, in this case, the executive director. And an executive committee meeting anticipating that's an agenda item, I don't think it's appropriate to be on an agenda item in executive session. I think that is a part of the budgeting process that would come to us for all the people in the national office budget or station budget as recommended by the supervisor involved.
This is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave. Thank you.
I had a question. This meeting that you're talking about scheduling, when will it be? It's apropos of Galani's comment because the supervisor will be starting work on November 12th, i.e. our new ED, and I would like to have her input not just on any substance of the discussion, but also on this question of, you know, what's the interaction, what's the role or the relationship between, you know, the board and the executive in terms of things like setting individual salaries or giving raises or such. I think that would be a useful hour. So is this meeting that you're talking about, because I wasn't on, is that scheduled for after November 12th?
Yeah, it's the 19th day.
A regular meeting.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have quorum, Dave, and so the first order of business was to set the next adjourned regular meeting, and the suggested meeting date and time was the 14th, but several of us had conflicts with that, and so we ended up setting it for the 19th, which is a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts, Nicole starts the week prior. That's going to be a long week for Nicole, but
she's going to be invited to that meeting.
Yes. So, absolutely. And
if she wants.
Pardon?
Yeah, I certainly am willing to invite her and see how she feels about it. I haven't checked this out beforehand with her, so.
But that's the whole week, right? The first day she's going to sort out the AI. The second day she's going to figure out digital distribution. The third day she's going to fix the rest of the network problem.
The creation world, okay.
All right,
she'll rest.
We're really lucky that we have her coming on board, and I feel very confident that she's going to do many good things for Pacifica. So, okay, we'll set the affiliates aside for the time being. We've done the financial policies and procedures. The next item on the agenda is new business. Does anybody have anything to share? Nobody?
I move or adjourn. That's what I do.
I have a question before you.
Yes.
Is there anybody here besides Terry, Lonnie, Sandra, Dave, and Brian?
Rudy.
So we have quorum now.
We had quorum before you got here.
Pardon me. And I will excuse myself.
You came in after Viruti, and so you were just an additional...
icing on the cake.
Yeah, for a whole 6 minutes.
Viruti was a silent witness, huh?
So if there is no new business... We've heard the Lonnie's report. Thank you for that, Lonnie. And we've discussed things. Does anybody else have anything to add?
I got something.
And that is?
I move that we consider the CFO's report as if it occurred when a quorum was present. and invite all committee members who were not in attendance to listen to the web streamed audio archive.
Well,
but I don't require a vote on that motion.
Very first meeting to chair the National Finance Committee as a temporary chairperson, I rule that perfectly acceptable for you to say that.
What time period do you have for our quorum? 6:18 or something, or?
Yeah, 6:18 is when Verity joined the call.
Okay.
It was a little bit earlier than that. It was about Eastern time. It was about 8:50, 8:55 in that area.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
So at this point in this meeting, is there anything new that anybody wants to offer or any more commentary?
I move to adjourn.
Okay. We have a movement to adjourn. Do I hear any objections?
Just a question, if I might, before we vote on that. At what point would we be dealing with the reviewing the pending resolution to create a national development position to work for BAI?
Yeah, that's a good question. When is the next board PNB?
November 30th.
I agree with you, Brian. We should take it up as an item at the 19th.
Okay. Terry, do you have that down, that we should put that on the agenda for the 19th?
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Are there any more comments, questions, or suggestions?
Well, I just have one agenda item for next time. I'm hoping we can review the results of the October drives to see if there's any recommendations we might have to the PNB, which is, you know, with what happened the next week. So, you know, if the drives have all gone well, well and good. But if they have not, what would be appropriate recommendations out of this committee?
Yeah, we have to compare it to budget.
Yes, we should do that in any event.
I think we have to look at length, too.
Yeah. But I'm getting questions about it now because people are saying, if the drives didn't go well, what's going to be the impact on us? Well, if WBI's drive does go well, what's going to be the impact? We might as well anticipate that we might have to speak to those issues.
Okay, so Terry, could you please note that for the meeting on the 19th?
Done.
Thank you. We'll have the motion to adjourn on the floor, and are there any other comments, questions, or suggestions?
Okay.
Bye, all.
Bye, all.
And, thank you.
Thanks.
All. I appreciate your patience with me. And everybody have a good night.
Thanks, Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra. Thanks, Sandra.